trumpets at the beginning of this. It was nice. Let's just make sure we get a real nice tenuto articulation.
Yeah, so trumpets going into the first strain there at measure 5. Make sure we're using a really directed airstream, N2 N1. The valves are getting pressed down kind of gradually, so the note is kind of has a wah shape to it. Make sure we're using our airstream really, really fast and focused. And let's also make sure that we are pushing our valves down really, really fast. My old marching band director used to tell our trumpets in college to slam your valves down. Even if it's slow, fast, whatever, think about the action of slamming your valve down really, really fast so that we get a clarity of tone immediately instead of kind of warming into the tone. Nice dynamic shift there, guys. I appreciate the attention to the softer dynamics there. Yeah, and those little interludes, guys, the low reeds, low brass, 1 and 2 and 1. You can really work to play out, guys, so that those lines sing through. We go from, you know, the whole band playing to just a few of you playing. We could have a lot more volume from you guys there. Yeah, clarinets here at the trio section. Make sure that we have our tip of the tongue touching the tip of the reed. Some of us are having a little bit too much of the tongue touch further down on the reed. So we get a little bit of like a slap tongue is what I'll call it, where too much of the tongue is making contact with too much of the reed. Let's see if we can work to get a much more crisp articulation. And make sure when we're tonguing the staccato stuff as well that we leave the tongue on the reed for as little time as possible. Sorry about that. Rather than leaving the tongue on the reed for an extended amount of time, that will allow for more resonance as well as give you more clarity of the articulation. Yeah, so percussion, anytime you play in a gym, it's a tough situation to go ahead and do that. It's just going to be very boomy. So for my taste, a little bit less of the percussion in the end section of that march, I think will help gain a little bit more clarity from the wind players. I think we're just a little bit overpowered, but some of that could just be due to the room. Anytime you guys are in a new environment, just kind of take a moment while the band's warming up, and when the director releases them, just take a listen to how the room rings and things like that, so that we can gain an understanding kind of what we might need to do dynamically, articulation wise. The other thing that's coming into play is there's a shell behind you, which is going to also kick some more of that percussive sound back out to me. So when it's a little bit boomier and you're getting the kickback of the percussion shell as well, it can just be a little bit overpowering at times. The energy and the rhythmic accuracy and all that is fantastic. Just maybe being cognizant.